How long has the library had a 3D printer?
This printer we've had for about 2.5 years. It's been available for about 2 of those 2.5.
And then you have another one at the library center?
We actually have 2 more at the library center. We have a 5th generation replicator and then also a mini. So it makes it's a smaller machine and it makes smaller products.
What do the printers get used for?
For parts. Mostly. We have a lot of people who are into gaming or they're doing specific things with hobbies and they're trying to find replacement parts for certain things that they're using and they can't find them. So they will use the 3D printer to make replacement parts. Some people used them at Christmas time to make Christmas tree ornaments, which was kind of fun. And then we have had one person who came in and did a prototype for a prosthetic finger.
So why have a 3D printer at a public library for public use?
Well, it ties in, I think, with the information availability that the library tries to provide for our patrons. It's part of the technology push that a lot of people are asking about and wanting to learn more about. We don't do the 3D printing for them. We provide the training, we provide tutorials, and then we can provide equipment that people might not necessarily be able to provide on their own or have access to. It really is about access. That's what the library does.
How much does it cost to use the 3D printers here?
The 3D printers being used currently, the only thing that we charge for is the use of the filament, the actual plastic material that creates the finished product, and it costs 15 cents a gram. So once the product is finished printing, then we'll weigh it, and that's what we charge.
So how common is it for public libraries to have 3D printers?
It's actually becoming more and more common. If you're in any library circles at all, many of them are creating what are called maker spaces. And a 3D printer can be a really integral part of a maker space where people can come in and create all kinds of different things, not just technology-based things, but they might have sewing machines or they might have power tools or things like that for people to create.
So you're holding a class and you're holding a demonstration tomorrow at 2 at the Library Center. What's going to be taking place then?
Well, they're going to demonstrate, obviously, the 3D printers. They're going to give a little bit of information about how they work and the kinds of knowledge that you might need or might want to acquire when you want to use a 3D printer. And they're going to actually do some demonstrations so they can show you exactly how the 3D printer works.
What sorts of legal issues do you have to keep in mind when you're allowing people to use a 3D printer?
It's the same type of copyright issues that we have anywhere else in the library. If you are taking a copyrighted item and making a 3D print of it instead of going and buying the action figure at Walmart, then you're going to run into some copyright issues.
Do these printers get a lot of use?
Actually, this one gets quite a bit of use. I can only speak for this one and not the ones over at the Library Center, but we generally have 3 or 4 phone calls a week about them and 1 or 2 people a week using them.
How can somebody find out more information about using the 3D printers here?
They can give us a call here at the Edge Community Technology Center. We're located in the Midtown Branch Library, and our number is 837-5011.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.